Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharji. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making strong pitch to the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi made a strong pitch while campaigning for the party candidates in Belagavi in Karnataka today. Speaking at a public meeting, he said that in the last 10 years, his government helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. Over 10 crore women self-help groups benefited from the financial assistance, and 70,000 crore rupees were earned by the farmers after blending ethanol with fuel. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the Outer Manipur parliamentary constituencies on the 30th of April from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The ECI declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election as void. The polling stations are 5 in Ukhrul district and 1 in Senapati district. Delhi Congress President Arvinder Singh Lavli has resigned from his post. In a letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Lavli said that the Delhi Congress unit was against an alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed solely by leveling false and malafide corruption charges against the Congress Party. He said despite that, the party decided to ally with the Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi. Mr. Lovely said the party workers of Delhi Congress are dissatisfied with AAP's false propaganda. He said that under the Aam Aadmi Party rule in Delhi, public infrastructure has severely worsened compared to the development work done during former Delhi Chief Minister Sheila Dixit's government. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh said that BJP's manifesto is a guarantee of creating a new, self-reliant and developed India. Addressing a press conference in Ahmedabad today, Mr. Singh said the 2024 Lok Sabha polls are all set to become a standard of strong and credible democracy in the country. He credited the BJP government for curbing corruption and taking more than 25 crore people out of the shackles of poverty. Mr. Singh emphasized that the BJP government is aiming to end poverty in the country within the next 5 to 10 years. BJP President J.P. Nadda accused West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the situation in Sandesh Khali. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda alleged that anti-social elements continue to be a threat to women in Sandesh Khali. He also highlighted the attack on investigating agencies, asserting that the West Bengal government is causing anarchy in the state. Meanwhile, reacting to Nadda's statement, TMC leader Sagarika Ghosh said all accused in Sandesh Khali incident are in jail. She further questioned BJP that why they are protecting their MP Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh, who is accused of sexual assault. The Congress Party in Karnataka staged a protest against the central government, allegedly for showing stepmotherly attitude in the release of calamity relief funds to the state. Addressing a rally in Bengaluru today, the Congress State President D.K. Shivkumar said that the calamity fund relief is sought by the state for the distressed farmers hit by drought, and it is not the alms given to the state. He also charged that a request to approve an increase in the mandates under MG Narega has not been honored by the central government. He further said that a sum of 3,498 crore rupees released from NDRF by the central government will not be sufficient to compensate the losses incurred by the state due to drought. The Ministry of Mines will hold Critical Minerals Summit, enhancing beneficiation and processing capabilities in New Delhi tomorrow. The two-day summit is a pivotal event designed to foster collaboration, share knowledge and drive innovation in the field of critical mineral beneficiation and processing. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.